It's the Titter Pigs. And now it's time for Titter Pigs, the RPG podcast. So am I getting paid for this?
Hey, welcome in. Grab your eggnog or mulled cider, have a seat by the fire, and let Scott and I regale you with our 2021 recommendos for this holiday season.
Hell yes. It's the reason for the season, as you all know. Making that favorite gamer in your life smile when they get an awesome new book. We thought this would be a great opportunity to pass along a few recommendos we think gamers need in their lives.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, let's get right to it then. So you can head down to your friendly local game store or hit the interwebs.
All right, so my first recommendation for this holiday season is going to be a modern update to a classic role-playing game. This is going to be Twilight 2000 Core Set. It is now currently available from Free League for $55. It uses a variant of Free League's tried and true Year Zero engine. You get a ton of product in this box set, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
My quick scanning of the box set. I mean, this is absolutely at least a year, if not 2 years worth of gaming in a box set for $55. Fantastic deal.
That sounds like a value. Nothing's better than having to buy a game and not have to worry about, you know, adding on to it, you know, within the first year.
You've got a lot of game in this one box.
Awesome. Sounds great. I will definitely put that on my list and hopefully Julie will get it for me. Probably not. Okay. Well, my recommendation is going to be the Deadlands box set. Do you like weird gonzo stuff? Do you like Westerns? Do you like it when you mush it together into a fine paste and come out with this wonderful product called the Weird West?
Maybe.
I know you don't, but others might.
Others do, so yes.
Yes. So Deadlands, the you can go out and get the just the core rule book, but the box set is so awesome. I mean, if you like a lot of fiddly bits, if you like a lot of little extras and cards and dice and all these wonderful things that fit in a nice, neat package that you can carry with you everywhere and not have to worry about containing it in different bags and whatnot, this is an excellent way to get into Deadlands, the Weird West, and have everything you need to, you know, carry you through an entire campaign and more. One thing to note is it does run on the Savage Worlds core rulebook, which doesn't come with it. So that's going to be a little bit extra to get that. But know that it fits in a nice little slot in this box. So it makes for easy transportation wherever you're going to play the game. So I highly recommend this. It's a wonderful thing to open and behold. And it's always a joy whenever you play the game and just everything is just right there as far as, you know, for your players and for the Game Master. You can pick it up for $99.99 on most of the interwebs, but you can also find it in other locations outlets for maybe a little less. So definitely grab the Deadlands box set.
And I'll throw a plug into beholding this thing is amazing. It's a lot of stuff in a nice sizable box. It's beautiful. And that's from somebody who's not a Deadlands player or a Savage Worlds player, and it's beautiful to behold. So yes, it's a bang-up bargain.
And what do we got next?
All right, next on my list for the holiday season is going to be for the Delta Green fans out there. You can't go wrong with Impossible Landscapes, widely available from Arc Dream for $65. This is the massive campaign they've recently put out for retail. You can find it at your local game stores these days, on the interwebs, wherever you want to look. Retail is $65. You can find it a little bit cheaper depending on where you shop. I am not running it. I am a player in a game. And it is absolutely mind-bending and mind-blowing. I love it.
Right.
That being said, the hallmark of a good campaign is, you know, when you have those mind-bending, mind-blowing moments, right? We all know those things. But when it comes to Delta Green, it goes beyond like having the players' minds being blown. If the players regularly respond to the game with the phrase, "Fucking Dead Twiller," it's destined to be a classic. And this is one of those games because I have uttered that phrase. You have uttered that phrase.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And would like to add also not only is it a fantastically written book and just something to behold in terms of gameplay, but it's also widely considered an art book in itself. Yes. Not only have a lot of love been put into the story, but the artwork, the handouts, and everything, you know, standard for Delta Green scenarios, but this goes above and beyond. It's almost like as you're reading it, this is what I've heard because I'm playing in it too, but if you're a GM and you're reading this book, it's almost like you're actively participating in the game just by preparing for it.
Yeah, so, but at a completely different level though.
Right.
And our game master will swear to that. It's mind bending for him as he reads and prepares for, you know, each fortnightly session. I think he utters fucking Dead Twiller quite regularly too. So if you or somebody you know that you're buying for is a Delta Green fan, mm-hmm. get it.
Yep.
All right, what else is on your list, Scott?
Okay. Well, this may come as a surprise to you and many people that we know. There's this little tiny starter set, this little box that came out recently for a game that's been around for a year or two called RuneQuest. And what I'm talking about... Oh, I know. It's rare that this particular game gets recommended. The fan base is very small.
It's a very small fan base.
But hopefully this will grow. All joking aside, though, and I know most everyone we know already has this, but for those of you who don't, and those of you who have been kind of sitting on the fence regarding RuneQuest, you know, it can be a little bit anxiety-inducing with the amount of lore and content and just the game's been around for 40 years. And yes, there is a rabid yet wonderful fan base that supports it. They have produced the absolute perfect way for you to get into this game. Enjoy it, get into the meat and guts of this, and come out the other side loving this. If you and your players are looking for something new, definitely pick this up. Get involved in this, you know, mythical Bronze Age setting of Glorantha, and you will definitely spend a good amount of time having wonderful adventures on or around the famed Dragon Pass of this setting. I know a lot of people have already said it, but this is probably one of the better starter sets that has been created ever.
I will swear that this starter set has set a new bar that every other company needs to strive for.
Right. So, if you're looking for something new, the price is right. $29.99, you get a boatload of information, wonderful maps, wonderful artwork, and just enough content to last for a long time. And the world of Glorantha will open up to you. It is no longer something to cower before or be anxious about. I can attest to that.
I would like to piggyback off of this just because I just finished reading the box set in its entirety. It has a four booklets of varying sizes. The first book is nothing but the rules, but they are presented in bite-size, easy to understand language, very concise, so nice to read. The second book is all about the world, but very little about the big world, but a lot about Johnstown, the centerpiece of the box set itself. The third book is a solo quest meant to teach you the rules and give you context, which is fantastic.
And the fourth book gives you
three full-fledged multiplayer scenarios in addition to everything else you get in the box. The best $29.99 you'll ever spend on a box set.
Yeah, and I can almost guarantee you, though, once you buy it, it won't be your last purchase in regards to the world of Glorantha.
I can attest to that one, too.
But it definitely...
So can my credit card.
Yeah, it definitely makes it accessible. And it is a wonderful place to play in and a wonderful world, and you can, you know, take as much or as little as you want from the amount of information that's out there and definitely make it your own.
I'm going to quote Greg Stafford, "Your Glorantha may vary."
That was a quote from him?
Yes.
I thought it was said in a different context from everyone coming to him asking him questions at a various cons. It was more like, "Fuck, your Glorantha will vary." We can cut that out. That was a stupid joke. So, all right.
Oh, all right. So my last recommendo for the holiday season is going to be one of my perennial favorites. It was my 2020 game of the year, and for good reason. It's Liminal. I know it's a favorite of Scott's.
Oh, yeah.
It's a favorite of a lot of our listeners. and friends of ours that we game with regularly. The book is widely available, retails for $48 US. It's available directly from Modiphius, either at their UK store or their new US website. Mm-hmm. So that makes it more accessible, but you can find it across the interwebs and local game stores as well. It's widely available. It has fantastic, elegant mechanics. Yes, I know elegant's a term with role-playing games that's widely used and overused, but it's true. I mean, it's super slick mechanics. It allows people to jump right in, really get into the game without having much of a learning curve at all. It just gives you lots of story options, right? There's just enough canonical lore, if you can even call it canonical lore. The story lore is based in the UK, and you've made it like in the US.
Right.
So
there's a base foundation. I mean, it is UK-centric, right, and because of the author and just everything. But like most games that take place in a certain area of the world, it can go two ways. It can either be very inclusive, where you're pretty much stuck there within this, or the information that they have and the game mechanics allow you to branch out and essentially bring...
And this is the latter.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, yes, it's UK-centric. Scott has actually written a scenario that's puts it right in the heart of Louisiana and New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So there's just enough lore to give players and GMs that flavor, but so much white space to create their own stories. And it's fantastic for that alone right there.
Right.
As I said in my review in January of 2021, as I was kind of writing my review for my 2020 Game of the Year, was this is everything I wanted the White Wolf game system, you know, their line of game books to be,
right,
in one small digest size book.
Right. That's a good point. If you're a fan of Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere, if you're a fan of Rivers of London, if you're a fan of the Dresden Files, or any such game such as that, and even, as you've mentioned, Vampire the Masquerade,
yep,
this game is all of that and then some, but in a nice, neat, wonderful package.
Yes, and very, very accessible. Mm-hmm. So those are my three big recommendations for this holiday season, all available. You should have one. You got one more, don't you?
I sure do.
What is it?
So this one's a special one. This is one for a particular type of gamer. So what I'm going to recommend here is the Masks of Nyarlathotep prop set, brought to you by the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. It is a fantastic product to supplement this game. The Masks of Nyarlathotep game is on its own, stands above and beyond most campaigns. It is, you know, one of the top epic ones of all time and has been for some time now in its various iterations. This prop set just adds so much more, so much immersion, and it's done with this wonderful amount of detail and care that only can be brought to you by, you know, the people here at the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. And it's just, I've been playing with it for a few months now since we've kind of been able to open back up. What it adds to the game, it keeps the player's interest. Anytime that there's a new prop that comes out, you can see the glee on their face. It's like Christmas. Every time.
Oh, I know. My players did the same thing. It's great. It's oh my God. It's
right.
It's like Christmas morning every time you bring out a new prop.
I mean, and and you may think, well, that's neat, you know, but I mean, it's not, the focus isn't on the prop itself. It's the whole thing. I mean, it could be easy just to put something square in the middle of a bit of old newspaper and then have the side stories be a bunch of nonsense like you would find in the movies or something. But there's actual information that that may not directly pertain to the game, but it's still real information that is, you know, central to the time that you're playing in. And there may be some sidebars. You never know if you need to look. And it's not just, you know, bits of paper. It's physical handouts, you know, scrolls. It is sound bites.
Matchbook covers.
Yeah, matchbook covers. Sound bites, you know, that essentially are going, you know, within the game are being played on wax tubes. It's a bit...
Let's not forget their passports.
Right, exactly.
Those are cool. Those are wicked cool.
It is a bit pricey. There's various tiers, which unfortunately they don't have anymore. But even on the base set, it's $139. But what you get is, you know, in my opinion, it's hundreds of dollars of additional immersive props that will just, you know, keep your investigators rolling through this game and, you know, really get those gears turning as to, you know, what's going on, where they're going to go next. And it's just a wonderful way for, you know, to add that immersion and just, you know, see the joy on their face and also the joy on your face, as it makes it a lot easier. Because as much as I love Chaosium, their handouts are hit or miss. And as far as
agreed,
as far as legibility is concerned, as far as usability, and mind you, theirs is very detailed and whatnot, but sometimes, you know, they're just hard to read. The print is very small, whatever the case may be. There's really no, you know, you can sit there and physically hold the product and just read it clearly. The information is absolutely perfect. So once again, in order to obtain the product, I know there some game stores may carry it. I know it's very rare. It's not really a retail product. But if you go to the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society's website, I believe it's $100 free shipping. This is not worldwide, of course, but you know, within the states. But if not, pick up some other stuff. They have some other excellent, just generic props that you can just use in any Call of Cthulhu game, whether they be physical or just stuff that you can use and print out whenever you want. Great, great product. And just to, you know, to see, you know, that box open, it's, you know, it's like, you know, it's like lifting the lid of the Ark, but you just don't melt.
That's good.
After
I don't want to melt.
After you gaze
I have
it.
The prop set too, yeah. And I can attest to everything Scott has just said. My players loved it. Mm-hmm. We put everything when we were using it. We put it up on a magnetic dry erase board, mm-hmm, with magnetic push pins. Seeing them do that was just put everything up there was fantastic.
Right, right.
And everything has its own look and feel and tactile, you know, sense about it. Like letters are on different papers and envelopes and newsprint and things like that. You don't get that with the Chaosium handouts.
Right.
You just get what you print out on bond paper on your printer.
Right, exactly. The tactile aesthetic is just wonderful.
Yeah.
So
well worth the money. So
oh yeah, absolutely worth the money. So yeah, so those are my three, and so you know these are just suggestions for you to consider for you know the gamer in your life, you know, whether it be, you know,
or yourself
exactly, you know, it's you know, self love.
Don't forget about yourself at Christmas.
Right,
you are very important too.
Self love is important. Take that however way you want. I don't care. but treat yourself as they say. But yeah,
as we say in the Deep South, yes.
So that's your three, that's my three, but I think we were going to toss in a couple extras here. So I believe you have a couple stocking stuffers to suggest.
I do. Cause you know, stockings hung by the chimney with care, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Right. But stockings are a Christmas tradition, mm-hmm, or holiday tradition, depending on what your holiday traditions are, but they tend to be, you know, include stockings. So two things I'd like to recommend for this holiday season for stockings of sorts. Dice. No gamer ever has enough dice. So you need more dice? Buy dice. But every gamer in your life needs dice, so buy them dice. You can never go wrong with dice. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you. You can never go wrong with dice.
Well, unless you're one of those that spend $5,000 on mammoth bone dice. Then yeah, there's you have too much money and there's something.
If there's
wrong.
Any listeners out there that would like to gift me mammoth bone dice, I would be happy to accept those because I don't have those. And then the other thing I would like to recommend, this is both a plug for a friend of ours, Scott, mm-hmm, but I am super excited. I have three copies on order, in fact, just because I wanted to support her. One copy I'm gifting to somebody, mm-hmm, for their stocking. One copy I am giving to another friend of mine that I ordered it for. A friend of the show goes by the name Sue Savage, and she's released her first role-playing game called The Matrons of Mystery.
Yep.
And it is a Powered by the Apocalypse derivative game, and its elevator pitch is step into the role of an older lady turned amateur sleuth and work with your fellow matrons to discover clues, unearth secrets, and solve mysteries in a cozy mystery role-playing game. Played a very similar game by another game designer. She has taken that game and stripped out the bits that she didn't care for, tweaked it, turned it around, flipped it up on its head, and created her own unique game. And I am super excited to get it. It's available at Lulu, so lulu.com. And retail US is less than $11, mm-hmm, for a 40-some-odd page printed book, plus plus a couple of bucks shipping.
Right.
You can't go wrong.
And you may have missed the Lulu 30% sale, but Lulu always has 15% off. So
always.
Always.
Always a 10 or always a 15, but...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm excited for that too, because I've ordered it myself. So
I know a ton of us have ordered copies of it.
Yeah. So maybe we'll bring it up or discuss it once we get it sometime on Titterpig. So.
Oh no, we're gonna do that.
Awesome.
I'm super excited about it. So I've got those two stocking stuffers. Did you have any you wanted to throw out there?
Well, I've got a couple. You know, and these are, you know, things that will fit in the stocking, but you know, they're one is a various degree, depending on how much you actually want to crammed into the stocking monetary-wise. So Hero Forge. A lot of you may be familiar with Hero Forge. It is a miniatures site where you can design your own mini. They can either send you the 3D file. You can purchase a 3D file and print it out yourself, or they can print it for you and send it to you. They've recently added the addition of color, so they can actually color your miniature for you. I've ordered one for my son before. They are a fantastic product. They can be a little bit pricey, but you're kind of buying these things as a souvenir of the game. You know, if you have that favorite character that you want to put on a pedestal for, you know, all to see, or a fond memory of a game that you've had, it's not really something you're going to go and populate your game with, but these special characters that you have that you play with. A gift card. A gift card to the site is something that not only would it allow them to purchase one of these wonderful miniatures, but there's so much fun to be had just going on to that site and playing with the character creation, and know that you can save these pictures and use them as virtual tokens, even if you're not going to buy their product. But it is a blast.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Their site is fantastic.
Yes, it is a wonderful way to add, you know, additional immersion and aspects to your game. But having the physical product of something, if you have a character that's special, or you know, your loved one has one that it's special, and you really want them to have something special. I'm going to use special again and again and again and again. This is something I would recommend. Get them a gift card. I believe you can email it to them. I think they may be able to send you a physical thing, but what I do in that, still, if they don't have a physical card, we wrap it in a little box so they have something to open on Christmas Day. Or print it out, I should say, and put it in a box so they've got something to open. So,
perfect.
So the next thing I'm going to recommend is you know, this is for the creator, you know, in your family or friends. This is for the GM that really loves world building, that loves homebrewing his game, that, you know, the one that takes meticulous notes and you know, keeps, you know, wonderful notebooks and tabs on the things that they do. It's not me. They actually exist out there somewhere, I've been told. But, you know, a wonderful little product that came out a bit ago is the World Builder's Notebook. And this is from Swordfish Islands, which most of you may know from its game Hot Spring Island. Other things that they produce, but that's the big one that most people know them for. But what the World Builder's Notebook is, it's a detailed notebook that isn't just blank, but it provides a variety of different aspects within there to help you keep meticulous notes within your game. You know, there's blank sections within there, but there's also gridded paper, different types of grids between, hexes and the square grids. There's a reference section in there, beautifully illustrated, with a variety of, I believe it was, yes, Frank Frazetta. There's Frank Frazetta paintings within the book itself to kind of keep those creative juices going as you're going in through there. So yes, a lot of people can just fill in a blank notebook and keep, you know, the world alive. But others, you know, have, you know, it's nice to have these extra little cornerstones, you know, to make it easier to create these worlds that your players exist within. So it's a beautiful little book. It's only $20. And it should slide into any stocking without a problem. So, in fact, you can get a couple of them, you know, because if you have someone who's super creative, they're going to fill this thing up rather quickly. And there you go. Those are my two stocking stuffers that I suggest.
Well, fantastic. Well, listeners, you've got some great recommendations for gifts under the tree for yourself or your favorite gamer in your life, or gamers. You got some great stocking stuffer ideas. Remember, Dice, Hero Forge. You can't go wrong with either of those.
Right.
If you need something new, you know, Sue Savage's book fits nicely in a stocking, or the World Builder's notebook, you know, fit right in the stocking too. So lots of great things. Scott and I kind of cultivated a couple of good things for you. Go shopping. Try to hit your local game store first, if at all possible, and show them some love. The pandemic's been hard on local game stores. Yep. A lot of them have folded up. So if you can, please try to show your local game store some love. They would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is a short little podcast we've done with the recommendations. We are going to be coming back to you sometime in December with another regularly scheduled Titterpigs podcast. What information will be within the podcast itself, you'll just have to see. I guess there we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there we are. Well, for now, I guess from myself and from Keith, just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and happy shopping. Spend that money.
Yes, and we like gifts too.
Yes.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!